sometimes we are all prone to discouragement in our lives. This difficult climate we might find ourselves in might have us even somewhat discouraged. Many of us are wearing masks again, and we might have to do so more and more as these days go by. And when these discouragements come our way, they impact us personally, emotionally. We even have this experienced in the first reading today. Just as Elijah found himself discouraged, he was discouraged because in the opening portions of the reading that is not part today, because you know he is left in this story under that tree and he's asking the Lord to take his life. He doesn't want to commit suicide himself, but he just gives himself over to the Lord. Take my life. He's begging the Lord to take these burdens from him in a certain way. And in the earlier portion of that book, he has really been persecuted by many people, especially by Jezebel, who is sort of this evil person in his life. And he's just exhausted from fighting and putting up with these difficulties. Well, the Lord did not take Elijah's life. He gave him these two moments to rest up, to enliven himself, to take this bread, these hearth cakes that were given to him. And the angel touched him and gave him this food which would enliven him and enrich him. And what did he do? He fell asleep again. It wasn't enough. It was very normal. It was very human. And the angel had to rouse him once again and feed him. And, you know, Elijah, who had said, "Lord, I have had enough, take my life," he realizes that he was given in this second chance again the strength to face life again, to continue on his journey of faith. The Lord's response to Elijah's prayer found a visible expression in that angel who provided food and drink for Elijah in the wilderness. Because Elijah had that strong relationship with the Lord, he was able to share this deep discouragement, this human discouragement with the Lord. You know, I often use that phrase from Psalm 64, that first line, "Hear my voice, O God, as I complain." I love it because it really speaks the truth of the human condition. Maybe I'm sharing too much of myself, my human condition, and I don't think I'm a complainer. But Elijah put himself under that tree and he just said, "Take my life. I'm done. I'm over. I can't find a way forward." How very human. How very much like me and maybe us. The Lord's response to Elijah came from that relationship he had with him. And that's what we deepen each and every time we come to Mass, each and every time we come to our own personal prayer. We seek to deepen our personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. You know, one of the older catechisms of the church defined prayer as the lifting up of mind and heart to God. It's very profound. But lifting up of what our needs are. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Strengthen me. Guide me. Give me the strength to move from day to day, to continue on this journey of faith, of our lives. You may have noticed that in that first reading, the Lord's first response to Elijah's prayer, the first visit of the angel, did not make much of an impact. He needed a little bit more. He took the food and drink and went back to sleep again. It took a second visit with the angel to get Elijah moving again, to get him back on the road. Prayer does not always work miracles overnight. Even with prayer, the need to give ourselves time to respond to what the Lord is offering us takes time. It takes our lifetime. In the first reading, God speaking with an angel, says to Elijah, "Get up and eat." And in the gospel, Jesus himself, speaking, God himself speaking through Jesus, says to all of us, "I am the living bread, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." Have life then. Jesus declares himself to be our food for the journey of life. The Eucharist is this privileged place where the Lord comes to us as the bread of life. It is above all in the Eucharist that we share that the Lord says to us what was said to Elijah, "Get up and eat." As we eat this bread and take this cup figuratively today, we are given the strength to move forward and to get up and go forward. That's why at the end of the Mass, the priest or deacon says, "Our Mass is ended, go in peace." You know, and it's that sending forth. I sometimes end the Mass with that phrase, "The Eucharist never ends. It continues in how we love and serve one another." Go out and do that for one another, because we've been given the strength to be Eucharist for one another, that we break bread together here. When we break ourselves, we open ourselves for one another. When we love others as Christ has loved us, we make Christ, the bread of life, present to others. We are present to others. The Lord wants to work through us to give strength to those who are weak, courage to those who are discouraged, hope to those who are despondent. When that happens, we become bread of life for one another. And I share particularly the bread of life of one particular saint today, who is the bread of life for many individuals for these last 800 years. And you'd think I'd be talking about Saint Francis, but I'm not, but his contemporary. Today, August the 8th, is the 800th anniversary of the death of Saint Dominic, the contemporary of Saint Francis. Dominic and Francis founded the two mendicant orders, the Franciscans and the Dominicans. And we pray today for an increase in vocations and a deepening in vocations to the Dominican way of life, the order of preachers. And I use the image of Saint Dominic as my example today. Before even Dominic was born, his mother, Jane of Aza, had a dream. She was pregnant, it is said, she was pregnant with Dominic, and she had an image of a dog leaping from her womb with a torch in its mouth. And that torch was to set the world on fire. And that's pretty much what Dominic did in his lifetime. He preached against different heresies of his day, and he was only the head of the Dominican community for 5 years before he died. And both the Dominicans and the Franciscans received the approbation of our particular rule of life from Pope Honorius III. But the phrase that comes to mind when I think of Saint Dominic is when we see him pictured. He's often pictured with a dog next to him. And that's because if you take his name, Dominic, and make it Latinized, Dominicus, it really says, it translates, "dogs of the Lord." Because Dominic, in his lifetime, carried the torch of faith to those around him. He who took the bread of life became Eucharist for the many people around him. And for these 800 years and these plus years that go on, the Dominicans will go on carrying the torch of faith to many lives around them as they become educators and preachers. So we pray in thanksgiving for the gift of Dominic to the church today, that he did not fall asleep as Elijah, but carried the torch. He journeyed in faith. And so we too ourselves seek to pray and be torchbearers for the Lord, to be Eucharist for one another, and to carry the faith of hope for one another. We might not have that actual torch, but we are that light to one another.